Hello?
Yes?
Good afternoon, sir. My name is Walter, and I'm calling you from North Carolina Opinion Research. Today, we are talking to people in your area about local issues. Your opinion is very needed. Will you be so kind and answer a few questions for me? I'm not going to take too much of your time. I'm not selling you anything, nor am I going to ask you for a donation. This is just a quick survey.
What is it?
Are you registered to vote in the state of North Carolina?
I am.
Okay, great. Now, just say yes, right? Yes, okay. Do you think of yourself, can you provide me with your date of birth, if you don't mind, the year?
1983.
Okay, thank you. Now, are you Hispanic, Latino, or Spanish origin?
No.
Okay. What is your race? Select all the applied. White, Black and African American, American Indian or Alaska Native, Asian, Pacific Islander?
American Indian.
Okay, thank you. Okay, what is the highest level of school you have completed or the highest degree you have received? 12th grade or below?
Master's degree.
Okay, thank you. Congratulations as well. No matter how frequently you vote in elections, how much power do you feel that your vote has to make a positive impact on issues you care about? Please rate the amount of power you feel your vote has on a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that your vote has a lot of power, and 5 means just some power. 0 means your vote has no power at all. How will you grade it from 0 to 10?
A six,
okay. Thank you. Now, thinking about the direction in which the country is headed, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, somewhat satisfied, somewhat dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction in which the country is headed?
Very dissatisfied.
Okay. Now, please rate your feelings towards some people or organizations and issues on a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them, 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable, and a 5 means that you do not feel particularly warm or cold. If you have no opinion or have never heard of a person or organization, please indicate that as well. Donald Trump.
Zero.
I'm sorry?
Zero.
Zero, okay. The Democratic Party?
You said 1 to 10?
Yes, sir.
Give me a 9.
Okay. Joe Biden?
A 9.
Okay. Attorney General Josh Stein?
Give me a 5.
The Republican Party?
A 1.
Kamala Harris?
A 9.
Okay. Robert F. Kennedy Jr.
5.
Okay, thank you for your answers. Now, I know it is a long way off, but if the November 2024 elections for president were held today, for who would you vote? Democrat Joe Biden, Republican Donald Trump, third party candidate Robert F. Kennedy Jr., or other independent third party, or you are undecided?
It'd be anybody but Trump.
Okay. So you would say
Joe Biden down, I guess.
Joe Biden? Okay, no problem. I know it's a long way off, but if the November 2024 election for U.S. Congress were held today, for who would you vote to be your House representative, the Democratic candidate or the Republican candidate?
Democrat.
Okay. Which of the following statements is closest to your opinion, even if neither is perfect? Statement 8, voting in the upcoming 2024 elections is how I have the power to make changes on the issues that are important to my everyday life. Or statement B, my personal decisions are what impact my everyday life most, and voting in the upcoming 2024 elections won't impact me that much. Which one will you go for?
Okay.
Much more or somewhat more?
Huh?
You said statement A, right?
Yeah.
Okay, somewhat more or much more?
Somewhat more.
Okay, thank you. Which of the following statements is closer to your opinion, even if neither is perfect? Our government and political system work effectively to provide solutions for the issues facing the American people. The second one is our government and political system will likely never work effectively to provide solutions for the issues facing the American people. And the last one is our government and political system do not work effectively now to provide solutions for the issues facing the American people, but it could happen in the future. Which one would you pick?
B.
Okay. Now, in general, do you feel positive or negative about each of the following? Your own future, do you feel positive or negative?
Positive.
Okay, the future of the country, positive or negative?
Negative.
The future of the planet, positive or negative?
Negative.
Okay. Now, from your most recent voting experience in the November 2022 elections, would you say that voting is getting easier or harder for you, or has it been about the same?
Been the same for me.
The same, okay. All right, thinking about the upcoming elections in 2024, please indicate the two best reasons why you might not vote in the upcoming elections. You may select up to two answers. The first one is racist politicians have made it too hard for me and people like me to vote. The other one is I don't know enough about the candidates. The third one is it's too difficult for me to vote. The fourth one is I don't like any of the candidates. The next one will be because elections are rigged and my vote won't matter. The next one is because voting doesn't change things that matter to me. And the other one is I don't have time to vote. Which two will you pick? Or you could say none of the above.
None of the above.
Okay. Who is trying to make it harder for people like you to vote in the upcoming elections? Please select all that they apply. The Republicans, racist politicians, Democrats, all politicians, none of the above.
Republicans.
Okay.
What was the other one you said?
Racist politicians.
Racist politicians.
Okay. Thank you. All right. Now, below is a list of potential threats to democracy in America. After each one, please indicate how much you believe that each threat could happen in this country from 0 to 10, where 10 means you believe that the threat is a near certainty to happen. A 5 means you are not sure, and 0 means you believe that the threat will certainly not happen. Okay, so the first one is having armed vigilance guards polling locations to ensure that only the right type of voters get to vote. From 0 to 10? Hello? Ah, man, this guy hung up.